from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 6 o'clock. I'm Danny DiCrescenzo. It's having our report this hour. NJ Transit officials say no additional fare hike is expected. In connection with a new contract agreement reached Sunday with rail engineers, NJ Transit president and CEO Chris Colleary says the deal gives the union close to what they were asking for.
The union wanted fair wages. We wanted to make sure the taxpayers weren't impacted, not just this year, but in the out years.
Customers are still getting hit with a 3% fare increase in July, but that was previously approved. New Jersey Congresswoman LaLonica McIver is reacting to the new charges against her over that incident at an ICE detention center in Newark earlier this month. The Democrats spoke out on Capitol Hill on Tuesday, the day after the feds charged her with assault.
It's political intimidation, and I'm looking forward to my day in court.
McIver says the visit should have been peaceful, and instead ICE agents created an unnecessary and unsafe confrontation. She and other congressional members had joined Mayor Ross Baraka at a protest on May 9th, alleging that Delaney Hall wasn't compliant with city code when the Justice Department alleges she pushed ICE agents as they tried to arrest Baraka. Meanwhile, trespassing charges have been dropped against the mayor, who believes McIver will be vindicated as well. Now the Guaranteed Service Business Report. Singer and actress Selena Gomez and Oreo are collaborating on a new cookie. The limited edition Selena Gomez Oreo cookies feature what's described as a, quote, one-of-a-kind sweet and spiced flavor combo. The special Oreos include a layer of chocolate and cinnamon flavor cream atop a layer of sweetened condensed milk flavor cream along with cinnamon sugar. The cream is sandwiched between two chocolate cinnamon flavored wafers. The Selena Gomez Oreos will go on sale online on June 2nd before hitting stores nationwide on the 9th. On Wall Street, the Dow closed down 115 points, got a leaky faucet, electrical issue, or AC problem. Guaranteed Service, the premier home service company in New Jersey, is here 24/7. Get $50 off any repair, no trip charge. Call 1-800-GUARANTEED or visit GuaranteedService.com. Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to NJ1015.com and click on demand. And will the sun come out tomorrow? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zaro's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather, wet and cool. There's your weather for the next 2 days. Now, the wet weather will go away in time for the Memorial Day weekend. But colder than normal temperatures are going to linger through at least Friday and Saturday. You'll have to wait until the second half of the holiday weekend for more seasonable, warmer temperatures to return. Mostly cloudy tonight. Showers arrive by daybreak. Lows around 50. Tomorrow, not a nice day. Periods of rain throughout the day could be heavy for a time. Cloudy and really cool. Highs only in the 50s. And Thursday, more of the same. Still wet. Rain may start to taper off around late afternoon Thursday. Highs mainly in the 50s again. We could see some 60s in South Jersey. Friday, mostly cloudy with a chance of a shower. Still on the cool side, highs will be around 60. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zaro.
Berkeley Heights, 67. Manalapan is also 67. And Salem, well, looky there, 67 degrees. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. New Jersey weather is brought to you by Value City Furniture. The Value City NJ Memorial Sale is going on now. Save $100 off every $1,000 you spend. Plus, amazing savings on outdoor furniture. Visit ValueCityNJ.com. Some exclusions may apply. See store for details.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.